Church of Saint Nicholas. The first trace of this church dates back to the 14th century. It was one of the parishes of Badolato for centuries. Among its parish priests was Don Giuseppe Minniti, a graduate in both civil and canon law, an educated person who met Gissing during his journey in Calabria in 1899. For much of the 20th century, it was led by Don Francesco Caporale, a graduate in both civil and canon law, knowledgeable and actively engaged in social politics. The church, damaged by the flood in 1951, was restored and partially redefined during the repair works. It was the wealthiest parish in the town, when wealth consisted of immovable assets such as agricultural land, which now has little value. Among the few paintings inside is a large canvas commissioned by parish priest Don Francesco Caporale to Zimatore, a renowned painter from Pizzo Calabro. It depicts one of the best-known miracles of Saint Nicholas, intervening during a famine. Due to a lack of priests and faithful, the church has been closed for worship for decades, but the square in front comes alive multiple times during the summer for popular events. Saint Nicholas Square. St. Nicholas Square, located on Corso Umberto I in Gisuterra, where Via Vittorio Emanuele III ends, owes its existence to the filling of the pit created during the construction of the retaining wall where the Church of St. Nicholas stands. At the intersections of several streets, in the past it was a bustling place. In the morning it was crowded with hundreds of children waiting for the nearby schools to open. In the afternoon, the elderly gathered there to bask in the sunlight. Women would come back from the fields to draw water from the public fountain with their barrels. In the evening, young boys and girls would spend their leisure time there. It was also popular due to the presence of the church, which was considerably active in the past. Nearby, there was the pharmacy, the Grand Palace of the Paparo Barons, and the Tropiano family's palace. Today, it only comes alive during the summer, with the emigrant Badolatesi returning for vacation in their hometown, and with some open-air cultural events. Nearby, there is an annual event as rare as it is original. Every Holy Saturday, for 36 years now, Tore Caminiti, a true Badolatese, opens his Catoggio to everyone. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people, mostly not from Badolato, arrive to spend a few hours tasting, drinking, consuming something, and have conversation in a friendly atmosphere.